Good afternoon. Welcome once again to KMRY's Newsmakers, a weekly program highlighting the people of our communities and the issues they face. I'm Chris Jensen, proud to serve as your host each week. Today, our guest is Linn County Board of Supervisors Chair Stacy Walker. Stacy is the first African American elected to county office and the first African American chair of Linn County Supervisors. Stacy was born and raised in Cedar Rapids, and prior to being elected to the Board of Supervisors, he was the chief of staff for Patel Endeavors and Hawkeye Hotels. We begin our conversation getting to know Linn County's District 1 Supervisor.
I was born and raised here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I was born to a single teenage mother. We were on welfare, and we lived throughout the Wellington Heights neighborhood and the Oak Hill Jackson neighborhood. Unfortunately, my mother was killed in an unsolved homicide when I was 4 years old, and so me and my kid sister were adopted by our maternal grandmother, who was also a single mom at that time. And we were raised in the Oak Hill Jackson neighborhood by my grandmother. An interesting bit about my grandmother, who is my greatest inspiration in life, was a child of the American South, was born in rural Alabama, was the granddaughter of a slave. And her family came north toward the tail end of what is known as the Great Migration, which saw a huge influx of African Americans in the American South moving north and westward to find greater economic opportunity. So I come to Iowa by way of my grandmother, who moved from Alabama to Chicago and then from Chicago to Iowa in the early 80s, rather. Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You grew up in Cedar Rapids and then you went to school. You went to high school at Washington, is that correct?
That is correct. I am a Washington Warrior.
Okay.
After college, I spent a short stint, after high school, I spent a short stint at Drake University, where I was on the football team there. And then I transferred to the University of Iowa. And I studied political science at the University of Iowa. After graduating, did my first tour of Washington, D.C., where I was able to work for the Case Foundation, and then later as a teaching assistant at Georgetown, and later assisting in the Obama administration at the time with some research around the Jobs Act.
So that's kind of what factored into your decision to run for elected office. So why supervisor?
Well, so that's a whole other story. I came back to Iowa in 2012 to work on President Obama's reelection campaign. And after working on that campaign, I guess you could say I caught the bug. I mean, I always knew I was going to be involved in electoral politics, but that really sort of made it real. I was able to work on a gubernatorial campaign after that, and then a few congressional campaigns. And really, how I got involved in elected office myself was in 2015. There had been a rash of youth gun violence incidents in Cedar Rapids. And some folks on the city council had asked my help in convening a group of individuals to study how we could solve for youth gun violence. And the work of this group turned into something called the SET Task Force. And we authored a report at the conclusion of that work. And as I started to learn more about the local political dynamics here, and quite honestly learn how much we weren't investing in anti-poverty initiatives and how much work there was to do to continue to stem the tide of youth gun violence, that was really what prompted me. I mean, 2015 was a very tough year for me personally. I'd lost my grandmother, who raised me, had some, personal life, some other issues in my personal life. And so in many respects, I needed a new beginning and a new way to be of service. And running for supervisor felt like the perfect opportunity for me to be of service and for me to find meaning and value and purpose in my life again.
What issues do you think should take priority? Have they changed? Have your priorities changed? Or are you more focused than ever on the priorities that you had going into your first year as supervisor?
Well, so, yeah, I'll be, let's see, closing in on my fifth year here in office.
Okay, fifth
now.
Year, okay. You know, the years all run together anymore. Sorry.
No, it does. It really, really does. It seems like yesterday I was running for office for the first time. I'll say this, you know, every good and responsible elected official will come to office with a set of objectives, goals, right? I'm a firm believer in term limits. So I think once you get to office and you achieve those goals, you ought to be thinking about something else to do. Public service is just that. It's public service. It should not be a career for people. So I carry with me, in fact, on the wall of my office are the major categories in the SET task force report, which include education, law enforcement, public safety, economic opportunities, housing, programming, community outreach, and engagement. Every single day I get to look at my wall and kind of gauge how much progress I've made in each one of those vectors. But along with that, as part of the work that we're involved in, priorities change. I mean, we have to respond to acute emergencies in the community. We have to liaise with other governments, whether it's other local governments, state government, or the federal government, on different initiatives. So the work of an elected official is constantly evolving, and it's incredibly fluid. So while I do still have those big priorities in front of me, and we've made considerable progress on all of them, you got to be nimble if you want to be an effective policymaker.
Sure. What do you hear from Linn County residents most prominently? Yeah, I know. I can only imagine.
Well, interestingly enough, we usually only hear from residents when they're upset about something or something isn't going their way, which makes perfect sense. So, you know, in the wintertime, we hear a lot from people who think, you know, their roads ought to be plowed sooner. We hear a lot about, you know, people who have different land and easement disputes. So we typically hear from people when they've got an issue that we need to solve. And coincidentally, my entire philosophy about government is that it exists to solve problems on behalf of the collective, and it exists to help people. So if government isn't solving problems or helping people, then the constituents ought to reconsider who they've elected to government.
Linn County Board of Supervisors Chair Stacy Walker. We continue our conversation with Stacy next Wednesday. This has been a presentation of Locally Owned, Locally Involved, KMRY Cedar Rapids. We'll see you again next week.